AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Palestinians say an Israeli strike on a school where displaced people were sheltering in the central Gaza Strip killed at least 17 people, nearly all women and children. The strike came as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel had accomplished its objective of effectively dismantling Hamas. Blinken says more U.S. humanitarian and military aid will be going to Palestinians.
Secretary Austin and I emphasized in a letter that we wrote recently to our counterparts in Israel the imperative of Israel taking urgent and sustained action to make sure aid can get to those who need it.
An international conference for Lebanon in Paris raised $1 billion in pledges for humanitarian aid and military support to help the country where war between Hezbollah and Israel has displaced a million people. Kamala Harris campaigns tonight in Georgia. Donald Trump will be in Arizona and Nevada. Sources tell the AP when Harris campaigns tomorrow in Houston, she'll be joined by Beyonce, a native of Houston. There are new rules from the White House on the use of artificial intelligence by national security and spy agencies, aimed at balancing the technology's immense promise with the need to protect against its risks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's a sign of the times.
Our competitors also know how important AI leadership is in today's age of geopolitical competition, and they are investing huge resources to seize it for themselves. So we have to start upping our game.
The Biden administration is launching a broad investigation into the state of competition in air travel, including the effect of mergers and joint ventures between airlines. President Biden is preparing to issue a historic apology during his first diplomatic visit to a tribal nation as president tomorrow. He's planning to formally apologize for the nation's 150-year campaign to assimilate indigenous children by taking them away from Indian boarding schools. This is AP News. Experts say the food supply is safe.
From Boar's Head deli meat and waffles to McDonald's quarter pounders, this year's illness outbreaks and food recalls may have Americans wondering whether there are new risks in the food supply. Donald Schaffner is a food science expert at Rutgers University.
You see this listeria outbreak. There was a listeria waffle recall. There's this outbreak. And I don't think they're an indication that the sky is falling. I think they're probably just either coincidence.
The FDA says the country ranks near the top for food safety out of 113 countries included in the Global Food Security Index. I'm Shelley Adler.
Fernando Valenzuela will be honored by the L.A. Dodgers with a patch of his number 34 on team uniforms during the World Series and next season. Valenzuela died Tuesday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.